God of heaven, God of earth, God of all creation, we gather today at this historic event, 9/11, to remember the heroes of that day and this. Firefighters, police, Port Authority, military.
Present arms.
Unsung heroes, families. We declare this day over each and every one of us and all those who've gone on before us, the peace, the shalom.
We stand here 10 years from the day that the tragic events unfolded in New York, the Pentagon, and in Pennsylvania. We can recall the images and news reports, the feelings of shock, sorrow, and disbelief as the days revealed the totality of the loss and sacrifice that took place. The only solace we found as a family was the coming together of our nation. The patriotism, the gratitude felt and expressed, and the sense of unity. The vision of so many flags on so many homes was inspiring.
Looking back 10 years, it's important to remind ourselves that each of the names of the almost 500 first responders killed as an individual life away from that event. It's easy to go through there today and look through and scroll down and just names and names and names, but each one of those represents an individual, a family, friends, and passions outside of law enforcement or outside of firefighting that are gone.
A few days after the incident, President Bush visited what would now become known as the pile at the World Trade Center site. While there, President Bush talked to a retired New York firefighter, Bob Beckworth. Fire Beckworth had gathered his leather helmet and bunker gear, the iconic identity of the New York firefighter. He went to the site where 343 firefighters had lost their lives trying to save the people of the World Trade Center. During his conversation with President Bush, firefighter Beckworth said, "Please never forget this horrible atrocity." President Bush replied, "We will never forget." That statement has become the motto of firefighters throughout the United States.
And some of you may have remembered that there were 14 survivors, including Carolyn Harris, that survived in Stairwell B. 30 feet above where the survivors were was where Vinnie Giamona, Tommy Hannafin, several other people in Ladder 5 that I knew perished. They're amazing people. They ignored the order to evacuate because evacuate does not mean you abandon people behind. And that kind of dedication, that devotion, is incredibly important.